I'm going to need a ride to the airport this week because my friend is going on vacation and he wants me to join him. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, sure, that's fine, Bob, but I just want to let you know I got to work next Thursday and Friday, so it has to be Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday that I can give you a ride.
What? You can't give me a ride Thursday if I get a cheap airline ticket then?
I'm sorry, Bob, but I got to work that day. I already set my schedule.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe you can't help me with this.
I'm sorry, but, you know, Thursday and Friday, I have to work.
You know, after everything I've done for you, I just ask you, you know, to be available next week to give me a ride, and then you always put conditions on everything.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob, but I made this schedule 2 weeks ago. I had no idea you were going to be flying to the airport next week.
This is just so... I can't believe after everything I've done for you, I did all the work. I carried my own trash out. I did my dishes. I did your dishes sometimes. I cleaned my bathroom. I did everything I was supposed to do while I was visiting here.
I understand that, Bob, but, you know, if I have to work, I have to work. There's nothing I can do. To have a house like this, I have to pay the bills. And to pay the bills, I have to work.
That is so you. All you can say yourself about is you. And your bills and your house. You do not care anything for me. You know, what happens if I could get a cheap ticket on Thursday? And that's the cheapest airline ticket I could get. But no, you cannot give me a ride because, you know, it's too inconvenient because you got to work. Oh, God.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Bob, that you feel this way. But, you know, that's the only thing I can do for you. If you don't like it, you need to get a ride with somebody else.
Somebody else? Who else is going to give me a ride? I can't believe you're doing this to me. I'm out of here.
Hello, friend. Welcome to a Choose to Be Happy podcast. This is Olgi. Our special guest today is Mary Sinclair. Mary, what was that all about?
Well, that was my cousin, Bob. And he was a little down on his luck, emotionally and financially. So I told him to come up and visit me for a couple months to get his head straightened out. And, you know, he came over and everything was fine at first and we got along. But, you know, I had to take him out to dinners, hear his problems. You know, I paid for all his finances. I bought him clothes. I took care of everything for him. And all he was supposed to do was just help around the house a little bit.
Mary, that was very nice of you to invite him over to help him out.
Yeah. I try to be a nice person when I can, you know. I try to help out with people out all the time, but sometimes, you know, some of these people, you just can't do enough for them, and my cousin Bob is that kind of person.
Mary, how did this arrangement go wrong? You seem like a very caring, compassionate person.
Well, I think it starts with Bob's childhood. He was a very good-looking kid, and his parents loved him, and they could never say no to him. And, you know, his whole life, everybody just took care of all of his problems. They did his homework for him. And they never held him accountable for anything. And then when he got older, he just expected people to do things for him all the time. And he just felt like just being around and being a very charismatic person was all he had to do in life.
So he was very charming, and his charm got him a long way.
Yes, I mean, he's a lot of fun to be around. And, you know, when he was over here, I just felt like I took him to the movies. I took him to fancy restaurants. You know, I used to cook for him. I did his laundry. I did everything for him. And all I wanted him to do was just do a few chores around the house to help me out. You know, I even took him shopping and bought him a lot of new clothes.
Wow, Mary, you did a lot for this guy. Why is he so bitter?
That's what I don't understand. I mean, he doesn't have that many problems in life, but for some reason, he thinks everyone's out to get him. He thinks that he's the only one in the world that has problems. It's so strange. But after a couple months, I got tired of hearing this his pity stories about how bad he has it and how everybody's out to get him and, you know, how he's been unfairly treated. But the funny thing is, you know, he's never been mistreated at all. It's just in his head.
So he seemed like he's a selfish person, like he only worries and cares about himself.
Yes, some people would call him entitled.
My friends, listening to Mary's story inspired me to research about entitled people. Entitlement is the belief that one is inherently deserving of certain privileges, opportunities, or treatment without necessarily having to work for or earn them. Entitled people have an inflated sense of what they themselves deserve from the world and from others. Entitled people are more likely to put their own needs above others and are often happy to inconvenience other people. They believe they deserve everything they need and want without working for it or with minimum effort. They are ungrateful. They have high expectations. They expect other people to do things for them. Their expectations are excessive. They may need constant admiration, attention. They often seek special treatment from others. They play the victim a lot. They believe their experiences are worse than everyone else's, and at times they lack compassion and they are in general selfish. They believe that they should receive, that they deserve special treatment at all times. An entitled person imposes unrealistic demands on others, engaging in self-pity and attention-seeking behavior. When things don't go their way, they may use manipulation, aggression, or punishment to control others. An entitled person often may become greedy. Do you know why do some people act so entitled? Have you experienced something like this before? For some, a sense of entitlement may be the result of a personality disorder, such as narcissistic personality disorder, NPD, or dissocial personality disorder, ASPD. Personality disorders are typically characterized by altered views of oneself and others. Entitled people expect success or recognition without putting any effort and show a lack of empathy towards others. Some other common signs of entitlement include expecting others to meet their needs without considering the needs of others, refusing to take responsibility for their actions, and blaming others for their problems, feeling resentful or angry when things don't go their way, acting as if they are always right and others are wrong, belittling or criticizing others for not meeting their expectations, refusing to listen to feedback or constructive criticism. Entitled people can try to bully you if they don't get their way. Do you know why some people become entitled? It often emerges from a combination of individual characteristics, parenting, upbringing, societal influences, and cultural norms. Entitlement is demanding, loud, and abrasive. How to deal with an entitled person? The impact of entitled people on others can be significant, and it is important to recognize and address entitled behavior in order to promote healthy and productive social relationships. What is the sense of entitlement? Well, you owe me. The entitlement mentality is defined as a sense of deservingness or being owed a favor when little or nothing has been done to deserve special treatment. It's the you owe me. It's the you owe me attitude. Entitlement is a narcissistic personality trait. It's not known exactly how this mentality develops. It may be due to social factors like the environment you grew up in, the way your parents treated you, whether adults solve your problems for you, how you are treated by authority figures. The environment you are raised in can affect how you see the world and what you expect from other people. It can even affect personal and professional relationships. Mary, can you elaborate why your cousin got so angry at you after you did so many things for him and you were so caring and kind and generous?
Well, I think it goes back all the way to his childhood. Again, he was always given everything he wanted. If he wanted the new Mango Boshers 14 game, his parents would go out and get it for him. If he wanted a new bike, his parents would go out and get it for him. He got everything he wanted. Everything was catered to him. And eventually, it went into adulthood. You know, when he got married, his parents bought him a $100,000 wedding. And they sent him off to Europe and all kinds of nice places at their expense. He didn't have to pay a dime for anything. So later, you know, he just felt like everybody had to do things for him. And if they didn't do things for him, he would get mad at them, and he would lash out at them. But I thought that we had a different relationship. But I guess I was wrong.
You were also telling me earlier that his parents were very inconsistent in the way they were raising him. One day they set expectations. The other day they allow him to get away from the expectations. They move the boundaries. In other words, growing up, he never received clear set goals or boundaries and firm expectations. He was raised in a very unstable environment. That's what I gather from the information you gave me earlier.
Yes, it's like nobody ever told him no. If he wanted something, he got it. If they told him no, he would throw a temper tantrum until he got it. He just always got whatever he wanted. When he came over here, I tell you, I did everything for him. Everything. And I asked him to just do a few things for me. And then that's where things started getting really hostile between the two of us. He didn't want anybody to tell him what to do. He didn't want to do anything. All he did all day was talk on the phone to his friends. He'd play video games all day. He'd be on, you know, he'd watch his YouTube. But he never did anything to help around the house. He did absolutely nothing. One time he may have cleaned the dishes, but that was the dishes that he dirtied. It wasn't the ones that I dirtied.
What, in 2 months, that's the only things he did? Very little. Mary, with due respect, seems like your cousin met the clear definition of an entitled person. He had the you owe me mentality.
Oh, that's for sure. He thought everybody owed him. You couldn't do enough for this guy. But I didn't get to see the real him until he actually moved in with me. And I got to tell you, you know, the most healthiest thing I could do is just completely cut him out of my life. I have no time and no need for a person like that. I got to see his true colors.
Yeah, you were telling me earlier that he also tried to bully you and insult you and call you names just because you couldn't take time off of work. Seems like he was a very ungrateful person. You're right. He didn't realize that you had to pay bills for him to enjoy the air conditioner or the heater, the gas, the water, car gas when you were driving him around sightseeing. I guess, you know, everything you did for him was not good enough. Or not? It did not mean anything to him at all.
It meant nothing. I gave him everything. And it could never be enough. It was always me, me, me. And he didn't care about anybody else except for himself. All his problems were, you know, he would never listen to your problems. It was all about him. And then if he talked about you, then he would get mad and claim that you were the one that was being selfish.
Wow, Mary, I'm sorry you went through this. Seems like your cousin never appreciated anything you did for him at all. Like if your money was not good for anything, was not worth anything, your efforts, your work.
Yes, I just, you know, with a guy like that, the best thing to do, really, is just cut him off. I'm not going to deal with him anymore. He doesn't make sense, and I don't know if there's anything that they can do to help him, if the doctors or anything, because I think this is a serious problem.
Mary, also sounds like you were being used. Like, at no time, there was a thank you and appreciation for all the things you did for me.
Yes, he was a very, very unthankful, ungrateful person. And, you know, I just wasn't used to having somebody like that around me. You know, do you have any suggestions or recommendations on how to deal with people like Bob?
Yes, Mary. Number one, practice assertiveness. Assertiveness is the ability to express one's needs and boundaries in a clear and respectful manner. Assertiveness can help you communicate your expectations to entitled people while also maintaining respect for the individual. Assertive communication can also help you feel more confident and in control of the situation. Number two, set boundaries. Entitled individuals may push boundaries and try to take advantage of others. So it's important to establish clear boundaries. Boundaries are the limits you set for yourself and others in terms of what you're willing to tolerate and what you're not. Communicate your boundaries very clear and the consequences of not abiding by your boundaries. Validate their emotions. Demonstrate empathy and understanding while also setting clear boundaries. Avoid reinforcing entitlement. Avoid engaging in power struggles. Be consistent. Consistency is the key when dealing with entitled individuals. It's important to set boundaries, expectations, and to consistently follow through with consequences when they're violated. This can help entitled individuals understand that their behavior has consequences. Maybe they grew up without consequences. They need to understand that they must respect the boundaries and the expectations of others. Consistency is hard in any situation, and when we are discussing interpersonal relationships, this seems to be elevated. It can be tiresome initially, but you really do have to be a broken record and meet what you say to people. Mary, I suggest to be willing to say no and then stick with it. Don't cave in and don't allow yourself to be used by the entitled person. Mary, be willing to say no and then stick with it. Don't cave in and don't allow yourself to be used anymore. You deserve fair treatment, and it is up to you to make that known. Mary, the entitled person doesn't care what you must give up or how inconvenienced you are if it means they get what they want. You know what? Avoid them when possible. Engaging with selfish people usually leads to negative results. I suggest to call them out when their behavior becomes too much. Say no and walk away. It's best not to argue with an entitled person. An entitled person wants you to engage in an argument with him or her. Mary, in some cases, it's just best to cut ties from this toxic person.
Hey, Augie, do you think an entitled person can fix their entitlement issues?
Mary, they need to practice treating others as they would like to be treated. They need to apply the golden rule. They need to practice becoming gentle, empathetic, sympathetic, compassionate with others. In my research, it says that maybe with the help of a professional, or if they really want to change and put their best effort forward, they need to recognize that not all situations are unfair. If they are in a situation they think is unfair, they need to pause for a minute and think about the bigger picture, the greater good. They need to think about other people's feelings, other people's situations, respect others. They need to learn from their mistakes. They need to put their best effort forward to solve their own issues. They need to understand that only they are the only ones that they're responsible for his or her happiness and his or her responsibilities. Nobody owes them anything. We need to stop the high expectations and demands. They need to have understanding and compassion for others, like I said earlier. Suggest they also seek professional help. By the way, all content here is for informational purpose only. This content does not replace the professional judgment of your own mental health provider. Please consult a licensed mental health provider for all individual questions and issues.
Hello?
Hey, Mary, this is Bob. Hey, good news. It looks like I got a cheap ticket for Wednesday, your day off. I was just thinking, you know, I can take the ride, you know, Wednesday. Wednesday will be fine.
You know, Bob, you know, since we had our last disagreement, I already put in my schedule that I'm going to work Wednesday as well as Thursday and Friday. So it doesn't look like it's going to be a good day for me.
What? It isn't going to be a good day for you? That was the only day I could get a good cheap ticket. Why are you doing this to me?
Listen, Bob, I'm tired of your demanding attitude, and I'm tired of, you know, that I owe you everything. Just do me a favor. Don't ever call me again. I just don't want to deal with you anymore.
What?
Wow, Mary, good job. You're taking good care of yourself.
Yeah, I feel like I just lifted a big load off my back. Thanks for your advice.
Glad I was able to help. And to you, thank you for listening to my podcast. And I appreciate if you follow me on Insta at I Choose to Be Happy, ICHOOSE2BEHAPPY. Have a great week. Hugs.